Morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Now, we're sitting here in this beautiful morning and looking at the birds are singing. What is that? The sun is shining. The birds are singing. Zay Megazun. And what's happening, Peter?
From where I come, the birds were coughing.
Were they?
Yeah, the pollution coughing? You could see just over Sandton as we drove in. I must say, the traffic this morning was unbelievably bad. You know, normally it takes me 25 minutes to get onto Marlborough Drive and onto the highway.
Yeah.
Today I nearly missed the show. I just got in a few minutes ago. So have you ever heard of low flying, Roy?
I heard of low flying.
Be careful. Not recommended.
Highly not recommended. So that was a traffic report from Peter Feldman. So
maybe, you know, Peter, maybe you should follow an ambulance so you come very quick over here.
Yeah, but there weren't any ambulances around.
There were a lot of cops. What was the cause of the terrible?
I don't know. You know, once the cops take over, then they go against the actual traffic light. So they allow certain elements in the traffic, one lane above the other lane. So you're sitting and sitting and sitting, and eventually there's a spurt, and then you're sitting and sitting and sitting and twiddling your thumbs and looking at the traffic, and the taxi's coming in front of you, and the taxi's coming in around you, and the taxi's coming in front of you. And there was a note last night on Facebook, don't start with the taxis.
Don't start with the taxis.
Just let them go, because you don't want to have a head-on. I mean, everyone saw that confrontation between the motorcyclists. Yeah. You know,
well, and we haven't seen the motorcycle, but I presume, how do you say in English? Assume? Presume?
Presume.
Presume. I presume that the guy was like a 2.5 meters big, because otherwise this taxi driver would have run over him. I'm sure he has to be quite an intimidating individual.
He just had enough. Yeah. He said this guy was in the wrong lane. It was in Sloane Street.
Proper.
And no one budged. So then the taxi driver said to him, he's got a problem with his clutch. So he said, I'm not interested. So for something like 8 minutes, they confronted each other. Now, this guy was lucky because he carries a camera in his helmet.
Which many should.
I know. So he filmed everything. He says he's filmed a lot of other stuff having on the road.
And nothing happened.
And he just hands it over to the cops.
Yeah, but this time it worked because it went really viral.
That's right.
And let me tell you, I was watching Carte Blanche, and they gave quite a bit of this what's happening on the roads with taxis and whatever, and nothing happens. You know, I love this program, Carte Blanche, and really, if I can, I always contribute towards giving them some information about what's happening, especially my business. You know, my business can be quite a difficult.
So you like one of the correspondents?
Yes, I am proper. I do give as much information as I can. At the time, it was on Skoin. You know, remember?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Skoin Sega. And I do give them as much as I can, and I do believe that people have to know. Like their slogan is, you have to the right to know.
That's, you have the right to know.
Yeah, you have the right to know. That's their slogan. But I do believe that, you know, after you know something, and really it makes you very upset, and if they do nothing about it, or
makes
maybe they
worse.
Cannot do nothing about it, I don't know. But investigative journalism, it's great. I mean, that's where you put bad things on the map. That's why where democracy comes to its best. Yes?
That's right.
That's where you can see the real face of government, the real face of corruption, the real face of... So there were so many cops, for instance, being caught on camera on Carte Blanche, and they stayed around. So I don't know what to say.
You've got to be a very strong personality to be an investigative journalist, let me tell you. Because when I worked in the newspaper, the Star for so many years, there were quite a few investigative journalists, and
I'm sure.
Got involved in so much panic, what was going on in the government, and they had to get all this information, and it can't be easy, because your life is threatened, you've got to find out what's going on, no one wants to talk to you.
No,
but you've got to be very good. Charles Powell was very good. He was on the Star during my era. And look where he is now. He's done amazing things.
What is he doing now?
He had this book out, remember, about Zuma.
Yes.
And they threatened him, and they were going to take him to court.
But that's the best advertisement. When somebody threatens you, and it's all over, and it goes viral again.
It goes viral. I
mean, that everybody bought his book, you know.
Otherwise, you know, there's so many books published, South African authors. And how many books make it? How many books become well-known and people buy it? Mandy Weiner wrote many books.
Yeah.
And her books have gone well. I mean, they've been bestsellers.
Yeah.
Because the subject was right. The momentum was right.
It's all a matter of timing, Moshe.
Yeah, because that's right. You know, it was about the mafia and everything. You know, what's happening, the underground. And she was had the right momentum.
And Brett Kebble, that whole thing with Brett Kebble,
right,
she came at the right time, at the right moment.
That's
and you also got to get some push from the media.
Yeah, for sure.
And you also got to get push from your publishers. So yeah, it all works in harmony.
We must write a book. It's going to be quite an interesting one if we write one. Let me tell
you. Roy, I said to you some time ago, we should sit down and, you know, we've got to find time. I'm trying to get my kind of book together. But
so we're busy doing that program. You know, we are part of it. So we're busy doing this program called Getting Naked with Roy. It's not literally, although I really want to. People don't want to see me naked, but I really want to. But anyway, this program is going to be Getting Naked with Roy. So it's basically Peter Feldman, myself, and many other elements. And we actually interview a lot of people. It's going to be, I mean, we're looking for about 30 or 40 interviewers. And after that, we're going to make a beautiful series, and we're going to launch it at the beginning of YouTube, and then later we're going to take it over. And it's going to be really, really nice, and it's very positive for youth, for DJs.
I think you get very positive people in who've got some advice, something
to say to young people.
You did a very good one this week.
The one with you.
I'm not talking about one with me. With Daniel.
With Daniel.
Daniel Jenks.
Yeah. So I interviewed this week Daniel Jenks. I interviewed yesterday a guy by the name of Anati, one of the greatest, I think, rap singers in South Africa. One of the most charming individuals you'll ever meet. I interviewed the Pop Idols winner for 2015, which was an amazing boy. Really an amazing guy. What a nice guy.
Are you guiding these interviews towards entertainment, Roy, or are you going to bring in politicians?
You know, I want to bring politicians. I mean, not all of them want to be interviewed by me because they know I've got quite a controversial kind of attitude.
Manner
attitude. And but whoever's got the cojones, because you can't say the other ones, those go to cojones, you're most welcome to come and speak. Look, it's only positive. I'm not a negative person, so I'm not going to do any negative kind of interviews. It's only if you got something good to say, come and say it. And it's going to be quite a bit of media because we got quite a bit of followers. And anything positive.
You got your own studio.
Yeah.
You established a studio at Top Cash.
Yeah.
I like the studio.
It's beautiful.
It's quite intimate and, Eitan's the cameraman.
Yeah, Eitan's the cameraman. We're trying to save money. Obviously, we're not going to bring professional cameramen, but, Eitan's the cameraman. And, we're doing a good job. I mean, you can follow the Instagram so you can see parts and parcels of the complete product. Obviously, it's not complete yet. But
you want to give young editors a chance to edit some of this, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I'd love to.
Is there anyone out there who'd be interested in,
I would take actually young ones. I don't want to take the old ones. First of all, they're expensive.
Yes.
Secondly, if there's somebody that really out there that wants to join us. And you can learn. Yeah, exactly. You can learn. Please contact me. 083-6100-209. You most welcome. Come and maybe we'll give you a little bit of money. Not a lot. Not a lot, but we will give you a little bit of money. Pocket money. And, your name will be credited, obviously. It's going to be a great production. We invest all the money there. So there is quite a bit of money that been invested into that matter. And it's only positive. It's only for the good of community. We won't over-criticize anybody. Just say what you have to say. It's really nice. All it's like with a tongue-in-cheek, you know, all in fun and good manner. And
I think a lot of people are going to see it because it's going to be on YouTube. So people all over the world will be able to see what's happening
aiming,
in South Africa.
We're actually aiming to show how good South Africa is. Not the bad parts of South Africa. You know, everybody's talking about the bad parts of South Africa, but when you see the talent here, when you see the good and positive here, you know what? You actually get upset. Why don't we do something about it? So I'm trying to do something. Maybe it's not enough. Maybe it's too late. Maybe it's too soon, whatever. But we have to do it.
And if it takes off, you can actually go to the other cities and meet some of the personalities there and do an interview on the beach.
100%.
Beach, or do
so I call on those guys. I call those guys like Emma Mashaba or whatever, because I know he's a positive person. I don't mind to call even Julius Malema. Well, I think he's okay, whatever. whoever wants to come is most welcome to come and interview. It's going to be fun. It's going to be enjoyable. And it doesn't take more than 15 minutes. So if you've got a lot of followers and there's something you want to say, please come say it on my platform as well. And it's going to be great. Contact us. First of all, you can contact us on Chai, which is 061-895-1019. You can SMS us on 34519. It will cost you $1.50, so I suggest you save the $1.50 and just WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. We're gonna go to, because it's a morning, and in the morning, we like morning songs, so this morning song will be a beginning one. So this is Katrina and the Waves. This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz. Thank you for coming back to us. My name is Roy Peretz. We're here at the studio with Peter Feldman and Moshe Starograd. Like every Thursday, we are just talking about
whatever comes to mind.
So what came to mind before is our new studio and what we're going to do with it and etc. So basically what we're going to do with it, it's a, we've got a green screen there, which cost us a pretty bob. We've got a most sophisticated camera equipment, very good lighting equipment. We just need somebody to tell us what to do.
You need a good director.
We need a director, and we need somebody with good ideas. Somebody who's maybe finished college or busy studying how to film, whatever. We're looking directors. It's all for a good cause, and you're gonna get the credits and a little bit of bucks. So WhatsApps 0618951019, SMS number 34519 will cost you $1.50. So don't be shy. And Peter, if you can go, if we're looking at what's happening this morning, you know, there's a sentencing of two farm workers. I don't know if Moshe paid attention. Yeah. The sentencing of two farm workers, they've been convicted for killing, Coligny teen. So it was a teen, Did the teen steal something?
Yeah, sunflowers.
Sunflowers.
And they maintained that they took him to the police station.
And he jumped off the buggy.
And he fell off the buggy, but the court decided otherwise that it was a murder or something.
Yeah, I believe it was nonsense, but anyway, so they killed him, and they are sentencing today. What is wrong with this country? Why people are so violent? Why they are so violent?
It's a violent society. It's always been a violent society. I mean, the whole apartheid system almost encouraged, you know, violence. I mean, look at the security police. If you look back at our history, Roy, it's drenched in blood. From the early days of the Blood River, the fight with the local population, the arrival of the settlers. I mean, this whole history of South Africa has been carved with certain violent elements, and it hasn't changed.
I feel you. I understand what you're saying. I still can't accept that violence.
One cannot accept it.
I mean, you look at Zimbabwe. I mean, there's a poor society. Don't have money. And still, they still manage to keep not that violence like we are here.
I mean, I've been a victim of violence many times. Yeah, I've been shot. I've been hijacked. I've been in hospital with bullets in my stomach.
How terrible is that?
You know, it's terrible.
And you're not a violent person.
Not at all. I've got a violent tongue.
Yeah, but it's all right. So, so it's a little bit difficult. I understand why violence are like this. But if you talk violence, Jamal Khashoggi.
That's another element.
Ooh. It's another element, eh? So the guy disappeared. Basically into like 15 different plastic bags.
That's sick.
Yeah, but it did.
They're claiming he was murdered in Istanbul
in the embassy. In the embassy. They said like 15 people came in with the two private jets for tour of Istanbul at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I saw the video.
And they found, about it yesterday, and they found a bone cutting machine in one of the guy's bags. And he says, I don't leave home without it.
He doesn't leave home without it.
Yeah, he doesn't leave home without it. That's about it.
That's his job. Yeah. It's like people taking computers around
with him. Are you a doctor or something? No, but I don't leave home without the bone cutting machine.
How sick is
what
that?
What are your thoughts about it? 0618951019. Let me tell you, I really want you guys to enjoy that one for this morning, because that this morning
you're playing good music, Roy.
What can I say? That's James Hart.
If you missed Prime Shows Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Like, I knew a couple that were debating about whether to have kids or not to have kids. The wife says, no, why would we don't need kids. Let's have a dog. And then the husband says, you know what? No, instead of that, I want a kid. And the wife wants a dog. She wants a kid anyway. They went to a marriage council. The marriage council said to them, listen, you got a choice. You got to choose between messing your carpets or ruining your lives.
Wow. What?
No, I was looking for that thing that peels potatoes, apples, carrots. I couldn't find it, so I asked the kids if they have any idea. Apparently, she left 2 days ago.
Once a year, Al Bundy says, a woman go completely crazy for 365 days.
Cash Porn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
This is the Porn Stars with Roy Peretz.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:34. Hopefully you enjoyed that last song, because I really did. I mean, here at the studio, Peter Feldman was dancing on the table, and Moshe was doing the castanetas. So we've got an SMS from Simon. He says, your guest forgot how Dingaan slaughtered the Pietretiv party after negotiating peace and land. This is what led to the Battle of Blood River. Simon.
I learned all that in history when I was
in
school. Oh, yes. We learned all about the Zulu Wars and what was going on, and Pietretiv and Dingaan and Shaka Zulu. You know,
yep.
That whole part was part of history. I don't know. They still teach it in schools today because the syllabus has changed with the new government. They're adding new elements to the syllabus. But during my sojourn at school, I loved history. I loved history and the effects it had in the world. Decisions made then, how it affected us now.
Amazing, yeah.
It is amazing. It really is. And it's like they talk about the butterfly effect, Roy.
You know, if you close your eyes and you think about it, a butterfly effect is something that works. It's not something, I was thinking about it, you know, throughout my youth and now, even today. You know, sometimes before you cross the street, you think, if I turn left or I turn right, you know, it can be devastating and can be a rewarding for someone in the world that is not even related to me. Do you know that?
But if you think back of decisions you've made over the years,
yeah,
you did A and you didn't do B. What would have happened if you did B? If you'd been somewhere at the right place and you met your wife,
yeah.
If you hadn't been there that night,
yeah.
Who knows what would have happened?
100%. So, you know, so many lives can change from one little decision, because it doesn't go only to you. If you didn't meet your wife, then you met maybe somebody else, then you had other kids, then meaning your wife would go somebody else, and then it would be the whole world. Completely different scenario. So what I say is, people say, I should have done that. Why haven't I done that? Why? Let me tell you something. If you are happy, and listen carefully, should I say it only once? So, if you are happy with your position today, you have not made any mistakes.
I have no regrets, you know, the career I chose. I mean, when I was at school, I knew what I wanted to do, but my parents had other ideas. You know, my family, I got doctors and lawyers in my family, yeah. But I wanted to be a journalist, and that was what I wanted to become. But not an investigative journalist, as we mentioned earlier on.
Yeah.
But a journalist who covered the arts, because I was always interested in the arts,
yeah.
Music, film, that sort of thing. And because I was very lucky.
Because of the pretty girls.
I loved the pretty girls.
Right.
And I wouldn't say I loved the pretty boys, but there were a lot of pretty boys around as well.
All right.
I met a few in my time, Roy.
Really. I'm sure.
Even
I'm
Boy
sure.
George.
Hey, how's Boy George, by
He's
the way?
Fine.
I never interviewed you about Boy George.
Yeah,
talking
one day.
About like
one day.
Eight different people, but
I spoke to him on the telephone. I don't think he was ever here. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But
apparently he's Jewish.
Is he? I didn't know.
Apparently, yeah.
You know, the record companies in those days used to organize telephone interviews, and we did quite a few of them. Now you can Skype and you can see the guy and talk to him, and it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. You don't have to go sit on his lap, or you know what I'm saying. I want to talk to us a little bit before we're going to continue with a little bit of today's news. I want to talk to us just a few seconds about we can give another 4 tickets. Apparently, we've got a spare 4 tickets that we can give for movies. And if you can give us a little bit of maybe a question or something that people can...
Well, last night, I don't know how many people listening this morning...
Yeah, we gave last night we gave 4 tickets, and this and today we've got another 4 tickets.
Well, I'm going to have the same question.
All right.
So I discussed Halloween, the remake of Halloween.
All right.
And this is celebrating, this is a homage to John Carpenter's movie,
okay,
which he made the first Halloween in 1978. Now, 40 years later, the main character, played by Jamie Lee Curtis.
Was it Jason something? No, no, the...
No, no, it wasn't Jason, it was Mike Myers.
But the killer was
killer was Mike Myers. All right. You never saw his face, he had this terrible mask.
Yeah.
And the new film starts where Mike Myers is in a mental home, mental prison, chained. You don't never see his face. And the state has to move a whole lot of inmates from this mental asylum to another facility. And as convenience would have it, they have an accident while they're being transported in this bus. And all these inmates escape. They're all caught except Mike Myers. Must be very clever. And then he goes to Haddingfield, where it all started so many years ago, and he goes on the hunts and he starts murdering people with a thick, big kitchen knife.
What a nice guy.
And Laurie Strode is the character's name. Jamie Lee Curtis is the actress who plays the role. They made her. She's a granny now. She's got a daughter and a granddaughter. And it's just what happened. So my question to our listeners is...
Listen carefully.
Give us the name of the lead character in Halloween.
You can contact us. So 061-895-1019. Our SMS number is 34519. So
T's and C's apply.
T's and C's apply. What are the T's and C's?
Well, you can see it at a regular movie house. You can see it in the VIP cinema. You can't go to Extreme and one or two other of their movies. You've got to be very careful where you go, because people were trying to get into one of the Extremes and they wouldn't allow them. We give you a voucher which has got Mobi codes. You take the Mobi code to the box office. You tell them you complimentary winner on Chai FM, we'll send you the Mobi code to the winners, and you can claim your tickets. You cannot see a movie on the week of release of new movie. You can see whatever else there is at New Metro, because New Metro is the cinema that is giving us these tickets, and they've got amazing cinemas there.
Oh, beautiful.
Reclining seats, big screen, good
beautiful
sound.
They reconditioned all the cinemas.
Reconditioned. Everything is fantastic. So you go to the nearest cinema, and let's hope you can enjoy the movie.
Let me tell you, because when you walk, there's a computerized machine, and you can put your Mobi code there, and it will issue you the ticket instead of payment. So you don't actually have to go and talk to anybody. But I'll try it and I'll let you know again. But I'm almost sure that's what happened.
And you can't book online because this is a competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people who book online pay for it. So that, yes, there's a bit of confusion. There has been confusion in the past with one or two of our winners who decided they're going to book online to save them time, and it just didn't work. So, as I said, T's and C's apply, and enjoy.
Enjoy, guys. So, thank you. I see people already sending a little bit of, all right.
We're getting a response.
Yeah, we're getting a response. It's nice. So, what I want to say, you, first of all, I want to talk about a subject which is close to a lot of people's hearts, and marijuana. Marijuana.
Oh, I know her well.
Dacha. So, Canada is now the second country that legalized the usage of marijuana for recreation. The first country was Uruguay, already back in 2013. And only for that, I'm going to put a song that...
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
What is it, a good wife? Okay, so number
Hold
one.
Hold on a second, say again.
Like good wife.
Good wife.
Yeah. So number one, you should have a woman who works at home, who cooks, keep things tidy, and has a job. Number two, you should have a woman who can make you smile and laugh. Number three, you should have a woman you can trust. A woman who never lies to you. And number four, what is important, you should have a woman who is good in bed and enjoys spending time with you. But the most important point in all of this, you must make sure that these four will never meet.
I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. Like that one time I got married.
That's Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:47. There's a quick few things I want to just read to you. Man's inhumanity to man knows no bounds. I think all humans and their cultures are capable of great love and times great violence.
That's from one of our listeners.
Irrespective of race, ethnicity, what is it? Ethnics. What is it? How do you pronounce it? Ethnicity or religion. So basically, it doesn't matter color, whatever. But we all are capable of
violence,
love
and violence.
Times great violence. I prefer love, really. I do. I really prefer great love. What I think is, we don't have too many minutes to go, and I know we're gonna say goodbye to Peter here for the next 4 weeks or so.
Yeah, I'm getting away.
Are you getting anxious today?
I am getting anxious, packed, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'm gonna spend time in cold London.
Cold London.
Just outside London, actually.
Yeah, where?
Amersham.
Amersham. All right. So you're going to take the train to London, and you're going to take the
tourism. We're going to see how it goes. I'm going to be babysitting my grandson. And
that's
expensive. They've flown us over from South Africa. We're looking forward to it. It should be great fun.
So there's another one saying, what about the Holland? People legally smoking marijuana for years, Mr. G. So let's say, Holland is already a highly developed country, and I don't think people need to work so hard there anyway. And if they're a little bit goofed, we can still make it. In South Africa, we still need to have our senses, I believe. I don't know. I think marijuana, especially in younger age, can cause a lot of, and it's a proven fact that use of marijuana in the younger age can cause depression, can cause a lot of psychological problems, and it's highly unrecommended.
Have you been to Holland, Roy?
Yes, many times.
So you know, I mean, I was there for the first time in 1971.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe the freedom, because we were in apartheid South Africa.
Yeah.
And they were smoking weed. There you could buy the drugs at various shops. They had a red light district.
What is really the difference? I mean, how free it is to buy weed in South Africa. I mean, you can get it anyway.
Yeah, but at that stage, you know, you didn't have the sort of freedom. You had the movies you could go and watch. You could see shows that you couldn't see in South Africa.
Yes. Oh, I understand.
That's what I'm talking about, that sort of freedom.
Yeah.
But, you know, you didn't have that sort of freedom in South Africa at that stage. You know, you're being watched by Big Brother, Boss. Yeah. Remember Boss? The Bureau of
really,
State
you know,
Security.
I came in 1980. It was the end of
the show. Eshel Hodi.
Yeah, there was something else. There was a whole new element.
Van der Berg.
Yeah, oh boy, you can go back in history and you can...
Yeah, you can go quite far.
So we don't have the time.
You know, I just want to put something for background, because this is one of the most known... I don't know if you remember Rodrigo. I mean, everybody remembers
Sugar Man.
So Sugar Man as well. They're talking about people who smoke dope. And I really think it can create paranoia. I really think that it's not good. They said it's got a lot of good effects. I'm sure it does. But just recreational use. And how do you protect people from driving under the influence? I don't know if they've got the equipment in South Africa to do that. And you're going to find all those youngsters zonked out of their mind. I don't know.
In my early days covering the pop scene, I interviewed quite a few rock musicians who were under influence. And
yeah, but
they
are
rock
musicians.
Well, these were musicians that, you know, I came into contact with, and I couldn't believe it. You know, I was a little naive, I'd say. And I never indulged, I'm proud to say. But these guys, you know, got the inspiration through weed. And it was rife in the rock music industry at that time. This we look in the late 60s, 70s, 80s. Yeah, that was the way it is. Now, illegal.
I just can't believe that that people need that. You know, when you're a young man, there's so many good things to make you feel better. And you know, I'm not
enjoy a good wine, right?
But even a good wine. Yeah, I mean, even you don't need to enjoy the good wine. You got your youth. You can enjoy your youth. There's so many good things to do when you...
A lot of people know how to enjoy their youth.
That's exactly the point.
I mean,
because
it's a state of mind. It's an approach to life.
Exactly. But it looks like there's always people want to get hammered. They want to get...
plastered.
They want to get plastered.
It's disciplined. A person must be disciplined to do it. And people thought, because you said, how can a person drive and be, you know, strong, you know, on drugs?
I always,
if you're disciplined... So you take it, but you don't drive. people expect you to be disciplined, and that's the most important thing, to teach the people how to be disciplined.
What can I say? So, basically, not for me. I'm really anti, which, and I know most of the kids are using those, so-called recreational drugs. Really, really not for me. And, I really highly not recommend it. How do you say highly not recommend it?
You just don't recommend it.
I don't recommend it. I don't recommend
it. That's your stance, and, a lot of people applaud you for it.
Guys, I'm going to say goodbye to you, and this is the Johnson, the brothers Johnson. Have a lot of fun. Have a good Shabbos. To Peter, have a lovely trip. Enjoy your grandson. And, Moshe, go get the hearing aid.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, Roy. Thanks to everyone.
Jeez, I'm going to fix everybody. So have a lekker Shabbos.